Motherhood is hard. One second, we think we're doing a good enough job, and the next, we feel like the worst mom on the planet, which is why we need the refreshing truth of the gospel to be repeated over and over, giving us hope in the everyday moments. So, Mama, whether you're sipping cold coffee or doing a sink full of dishes, we hope you'll find truth, encouragement, and laughter here. This is the Risen Motherhood Podcast. Thanks for joining us. Well, hey guys, and welcome to another episode of Risen Motherhood. I'm Laura Whiffler, and I've got my sister-in-law, Emily Jensen, here.
Hello.
Hello. That sounded so friendly.
I'm just trying to change my, I think I did this another time too, but I'm trying to change up my intro.
Yeah, I know. I'm a robot, for sure. So I can't, like, get out of my box until, like, I've gotten past what I have to say.
Okay.
Anyway, today we are talking about a really interesting topic. We're talking primarily about what is a mom's time worth. So what, for you as a mom, like, what is just the value of it, of where it's spent? What does the gospel say about where it should be spent and how, even like for how long or that kind of thing? And then also, we're talking about specifically, is there a time when it's appropriate to bring in help, to help the mom?
Yes. And we realize this is it's just a really big, complex topic. I feel like a lot of the topics we try to tackle, we go, okay, we have 15 minutes to talk about something that's like highly individualistic. And
yes,
we just can't speak to like every personal situation, but we can share our own personal experiences and just try to cast a vision for motherhood for you guys. And I think that's something that Laura and I are just really passionate about, is as we understand more about what the Bible has us to do as moms, just to be faithful with our children. Like, we just want to pass that along because that is really the main thing.
Yeah, we want, we're kind of starting off backwards this time a little bit of, we want to talk about, like, we've discussed it before, and I think episode 1 and 6 maybe, about really what mom's role is. So if you're looking for more, definitely check those episodes out. But you know, we as moms, like, our primary role is to raise our children in the Lord, to teach them in faithfulness and righteousness, to train them up. And so our time, like the value of the time, the task that God has designed for moms primarily to do, and dads as well. And so when we say like,
we're just only talking to you guys, you're all moms.
Yes. So we want to hear what's not like, like it's only moms, but the child's parents, but we're going to use mom, is to invest her faith, like, into her children. And so, and that the primary role for us is to pass on, like, what God has taught us, and to teach them and train them in the Lord. And that's not something someone else can do. Like, God has designed that to be your unique and special role. And if, you know, a mother who has birthed these children won't do it, like, who will, you know?
Yeah. And like, kids may get, they may pick up some stuff, like if they go to church, but you know, I think just 1 hour a week or 2 hours a week of instruction from someone that they don't know very well probably isn't a replacement for what we see in scripture, which, you know, in the Old Testament is, in Israel, families, parents, the whole community passing along all of the things of the Lord. You know, it talks about, write these things on your wall and talk about these things all day long to your children. Tell them about God's glory. And then there's all these practical things that go along with passing down your faith and sharing the gospel with your children as well. That includes, you know, keeping them physically nourished and just the love that you have with them and expressing, you know, sweet little, you know, like hugs and playtime and reading books with them and bringing them onto your lap. And discipline is like a huge thing that we do that passes along like an understanding of the gospel. So I feel like passing along our faith is this just really, it's a big job. And like Laura said, it's something that is uniquely given to parents to do to their children. And in our current society, we can't really rely on the culture or like anyone around us to be like teaching that to our children intentionally.
Yeah, and it's definitely a sacrificial thing. You know, I think that choosing to invest well in your children for eternity is something where, like, as we talk about what a mom's time is worth, like, there are hard choices to be made so mm-hmm. that we can do that well, you know, and that, mm-hmm. that, like, passing on and training our children, like Emily said, takes a lot of time. And I think, you know, I just think about myself and, like, I've been a Christian for as long as I can remember, was raised in a Christian home. But how much knowledge that I've gained, and I've just been immersed in Christian culture for, gosh, 25 plus years. Oh, I sound mm-hmm. ancient, don't I? But, and I feel like I grow so much all the time each year that passes, but I'm amazed at like how much time it does take to grow in the knowledge of the Lord.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Oh, it totally does. It's like the faithfulness day in and day out. It's not those like one or two big events a year that yes. you do with your child. It is literally the building little brick upon brick upon brick exactly. of the foundation that you're giving your children. And the other thing I just wanted to say really quick, because this can be really bog us down and it's bogged me down lately, but all we are called to do is to be faithful to that and to trust God yes. each day and give him our time and use it to point our children to Christ. But we are not responsible for how they
yeah.
turn out or like if they accept that faith or not. So we cannot put that weight on our shoulders. And I just wanted to give that quick caveat in case any of you are starting to like sink in despair.
Feel a lot of pressure.
I'm not doing this right and it's all going to be yes. my fault. Like we probably need to do an episode about that. But but just know like you're just responsible to be faithful as you can today.
Exactly. Exactly. So with that in mind, as we said, like, you know, figuring out, okay, where does my time go as a mom? And like specifically, we are talking about like bringing on help. So things like, what are we talking about? Like a cleaning service. Yes. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, I'm saying the exact same thing.
Oh, you are, so. Okay. You know, or meal service or laundry service or...
Lawn care.
Yeah. So different things like that, that can be hired out, but are not things that are only mom can do.
Yes.
So we want to look at it as like, okay, so with that vision in mind, the biblical vision of motherhood, you know, that's like this big chunk of your time and should be the biggest aim and goal. And so when we talk about finding help, it's for these external items, and it's not always finding help isn't always the right answer. And we want to make that clear too. Yeah. But it's something that Emily and I have both grappled with over these past few years. And so we thought it would be and something we've had a lot of discussion with yeah. other moms. We thought it would be an important topic to talk about.
And I think another reason why we feel like we have to talk about this is because in our culture, particularly, there is this myth that a mom or a woman can like should be able to handle it all and do it all herself. And like, we are a very independent culture. Mm-hmm. Very few of us live with other generations. We don't live in like these, you know, fluid communities or like kind of commune style living. Like, we are very independent. It is very much an expectation that you are able to manage all of your responsibilities on your own. But I think that is not true. None of us are able to do everything well. Every time, mm-hmm. you know, you put your time somewhere, it does kind of force you to take time away from something else. And so I think we're just trying to like dispel that a little bit and say, hey, like, we can't do it alone. We cannot do this big job that God has given us alone. Mm-hmm. We need other Christians, and sometimes we just need practical helpers.
Yeah. And one point I feel like we should make too is just that, like, with the whole investing in your child's faith, like, that is also a community thing. And so that's, yeah. you know, something that, like, not only finding help is really important, but, like, we don't want to make it sound like it is only mom's job to invest yeah. in their faith. And so your children should, you know, be surrounded by other believers. And that's yes. just a quick side note, but we want to make that very clear that, like, God's church, like, it is the body of Christ that yes. is kind of a raising and investing in the next generation as well. So, but back to our focus here. this is a, like we said, a complicated topic, but, you know, as Emily said, there's a lot of demands on our time. And I think especially for me, I have felt like that sometimes finding help can seem really indulgent. I'm a stay-at-home yeah. mom primarily, and you could say that I probably spend about a part-time amount of work on my blog, but that's typically done on the, you know, the fringe hours. But I feel this sense of, I guess, that people who have hired help or found help can kind of be a snobby thing or kind yeah. of a spoiled thing. Like, it sounds great. Like, yeah,
well, do again, I wanna... though, it's that independent, like, Allure should be able to do all of
totally.
This.
Totally. Yes. I'm just like drinking the world's juice, you know, of just, it's a prideful side of me. And, you know, something that, like, I think I have personal story. Emily and I both want to share like where we're coming from on this, but personally, I, tend to not hire or find help, partially because I just have that seed of pride of wanting to be able to do it all and feeling very self-sufficient. And I have a tendency towards that, but also because, truth be told, like generally on most weeks, like I am able to at least keep our house sufficiently smoothly running. That's not yep. to say it's perfect or it's cleaned as much as I like, or our grass is always mown or anything like that. But, again, we want to be really clear here that like there are seasons and times for help. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't mean that's always the right answer.
Right. And sometimes it's like managing your time better.
Exactly. It's managing your time better. It's, I don't know, doing meal planning. It's writing lists. It's, you know, talking to your husband about, hey, what things can be let go and whatnot. But we're going to get to that.
Yes.
So I don't know, Emily, do you want to share like on your side of things?
Sure. And I think just to piggyback off of that too, I think it's also teaches your children and is modeling. It's part of, again, passing on your faith sometimes is having them watch you do the mundane things and say, you know, you need to sit and play with this toy because mommy really needs to go clean this thing, or like, you know, we need to go take care of this task as a family, and that's part of life.
Yeah,
you know,
take
so we don't want
to.
Yeah, we don't want, like, that is part of it too. But I will just share, like, for us, again, we are in a season of life. We have 4 children under the age of 4. We have an infant. We have twin toddlers that are needing a tremendous amount of redirection and discipline and training. And in this particular season, we have looked at my time, and I just started homeschooling, and we've said, okay, what are some things that can just take some pressure off of me? Because it is like, okay, I'm up at night with a baby and I'm tired. And then during the day, like just trying to really do this job well and do it joyfully. And so some of that has been, we do hire a cleaner that comes twice a month. Now, that does not absolve me of daily cleaning responsibilities. Like, I still get under my table and, like, pick up crumbs every single day. So, like,
you don't leave them for 2 weeks?
I mean, but it's, like, the deep cleaning of, like, somebody else will, you know, goes and, like, scrubs our tub. And then also, like, in the summer, my husband hire out lawn care so that he can come home from work and, like, be all hands on deck with our family. And those are, like, 2 really practical examples. And also, I have had younger women in my home multiple times to help me do organizational projects. And I'm getting into another tangent, so I may stop. But I think it's just, we try to find creative ways to have people support, or like to have support on some of these areas that are less important or that anyone can do.
Yeah, and that's something that we wanted to hit on, and you started to touch there, Emily, of just like, you know, sometimes I think it people can be in a spot of life where like budget doesn't allow you to, quote, hire help. And something, yeah. Emily, you touched on is like being creative in that way and hiring younger women or helping them, training them, and maybe it's not even hiring. But we just want to say too that like if you're feeling strapped on time, like there are creative answers, particularly when you're involved in the local church, to tap into resources that can help you,
yes.
You know, be more efficient with your time, or like Emily said, having, I think you've called it a mother's helper in the past.
Yeah, mommy's helper. Yeah.
A mommy's helper. So this isn't just like, oh, for those people who are, you know, have the funds. I know that sometimes people are just in different places in life and with budgets. And so this yeah. is about being creative about finding help for mom.
Yes.
not just what's, you know, some luxury expense.
And I think my husband has really challenged me to say, like, from an hourly wage perspective, like, what is my time worth? And then we think about that number, and it's like, when you look at then paying someone a little bit to come help you with something, it's like, sometimes it's worth that number. So I think mm-hmm. every family has to look at their budget. And then, like you were saying, Laura, that creativity of like, do you know any empty nesters that would love to come, you know, be around your house with your little kids and like come alongside you? Do you know any young women who would want to be discipled, and maybe you're not going to pay them, but they come into your house and like they help with chores because they're learning what it looks like to be a mom and an older woman. So definitely like keep all those things in mind, and don't deprive other people of the blessing of being a helper.
Yes, exactly. It's a mutual benefit for sure. And so we want to move forward here just towards like, you know, what it looks like to figure out if you could benefit from help. And I think the first thing, like we touched on the beginning of this episode, we want to just bring that back full circle and remind you again, like, as you are looking and truly evaluating your day, are you keeping the most important thing, the most important thing, the fact that you are there, appointed by God to invest well into your children's faith? So are you doing that? Are you doing that well as you can, being faithful with what God has given you? And then outside of that, how is life going? You know, what other things do you feel that you can do or is working well? I mean, things like, you know, you may work, mm-hmm. volunteer, discipleship, ministry, interest and hobbies, self-care. Woo, go back to episode 2. So, you know, what are those other things that are important to you as a family, not just mom, but as a family, mm-hmm. for you guys to live out your calling?
Yeah. And just like you were saying, Laura, I think, again, that those things can also be components of passing on our faith to our children.
Yes.
Is them seeing us take care of ourselves, them seeing us participate in ministry, them seeing us bringing people into our home and being hospitable. So like there is a place for all those things, but each of us has a responsibility to look at our time and say, how are we uniquely as a family passing along our faith to our children? And what things are cluttering that mission?
That's a good way of putting it. And the thing, this is the thing we want to really drive home as well, is that like, you know, maybe it's not finding help. Like we do not want to come here and say that that is the end all be all answer, but maybe it is, you know,
yeah.
We don't want you to see it as like this magic bullet that if I just had a housekeeper, I could totally get my life together.
Or if I just ordered my meals and got
yeah.
a box meal kit.
Exactly. It's one of many tools for you
yeah.
to help you to manage your household better.
And I think, too, it's just really clear communication with your husband. Like, I think mm-hmm. regularly my husband and I try to talk about, like, what is our vision for our family? Where is our time going? Where are there points in our life where we are both, like, feeling stressed out or continually frustrated or things are continually falling through the cracks? And as we get older, we've just started to own those things and say, look, this is a weakness for us. And so instead of fighting that and continually being mad about it, like, what could we do about it? Like, could we make room in our budget to, like, help this be an easier thing because it's a non-essential thing? And and it's okay to just have some things in life that are just, like, mediocre. Like, you don't have to be, like, knocking it out of the park in every single
area.
Totally.
Totally. Yes. So we hope this has been helpful today. If
yeah.
you have questions on what we mean or need clarity, we would absolutely be happy to chat more about this. Shoot us a message or note. And yeah, what do you think, Emily? Anything else?
No, I mean, yes, there's always other things, but no, not
okay.
today.
For today. As we were talking, I was like, oh, we should talk about that. Never ending amount of topic ideas for Risen Motherhood, I think. So
yeah. All right. Well, find us on risenmotherhood.com and, definitely share if you, would like, and we'd love a review rating. That would mean a lot to us. So we are so thankful for you guys. It's exciting to get to know you. So yeah, thanks for listening.